Now, should we be letting prisoners go online? That's what the UK's Chief Inspector of Prisons wants. Nick Hardwick said prisoners are living in a technological dark age, and access to the web should improve their education, finding work on the outside, and their contact with their families. There'd be restrictions, of course. They'd be barred from using social media and accessing porn, but they would get access to email and Skype. So would you Skype with a prisoner? Is this a good idea? Should such privileges be denied when you're doing time? Joined by commentator David Vance and Kate Smurthwaite. Good morning to you both. So, David, great idea to help these prisoners get out of the technological dark age in which they find themselves. What do you think?
I think it's the dark age that the Chief Inspector of Prison lives in that concerns me most. I mean, it seems to be, Joel, what we're saying is commit a crime and to infinity, go to infinity and beyond. It's remarkable, isn't it, that we have a prison regime which in many ways is a failure because of years of liberalisation. And the solution to that now seems to be make it even more liberal. Let's make sure that the convicts can surf the net. What a great idea. I mean, what could possibly go wrong with that, apart from the fact that obviously it means that they, although they're behind bars, they have now access to the world. They can talk to their pals. They can plot all the crimes.
Yeah, but it's going to be it's going to be based on risk assessment, you know, and the individuals concerned will be properly supervised.
But and how will that work, Joel? Will we have a cyber guard on every computer, watching carefully what they're saying, monitoring, for example, you mentioned Skype, monitoring who they're Skyping, monitoring the content of the Skype calls? How will that be monitored exactly? I think, you know, when it comes to it, Joel, what this is the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and this is just one more good intention, which, when it comes up against reality, will be seen to be just further liberalising an already lax and pretty useless penal regime.
Kate?
Well, I mean, I understand the strong feeling, the strong sentiment there, and certainly there are people out there who've been victims of crime who will look at this and go, well, you know, the person who did something awful to me, they must, you know, they must have every privilege taken away from them and so on and so forth.
Many victims of internet crime as well.
Well, absolutely. But I think we also know that what we really want from prison is not just that somebody is locked up and the key thrown away, but that at the end of the process, somebody is going to emerge from prison who's able to fit into society and get a job and you know, carry on with their lives and who's not going to recommit crime. And if you look at the statistics on this, it's quite obvious that when you see those countries where they have a very strict, very harsh prison regime, the recidivism rate is very high. And those countries like, you know, for example, America or whatever, and then those countries like in Scandinavia, where they have a much more kind of sympathetic prison regime that's much more about rehabilitating people, in actual fact, the recidivism rate is very much lower. And you can totally see why. The reality is that if you are somebody who's spent several years behind bars and you come out, you don't know how to use the internet properly, you're out of touch with, you know, these things move on very, very quickly.
But how many people are the way
these things work changes very, very quickly. You are then effectively very unemployable, and that makes you a much bigger risk when it comes to recommitting crime.
This is nonsense. Look, the idea that somehow all these people behind bars just don't know how to surf the net is almost surreal. Here's another point, by the way, Joel. I actually have to pay for my internet, as indeed do most people outside of prison. So we're going to have the strange situation for those inside prison get to surf for free, and those of us outside prison have to pay. Isn't that an interesting one? Commit a crime and get the internet for free. That's the sort of ludicrous message that's being sent to the criminal class. And as you said, Joel, it's a very good point. A lot of crime is actually committed on the internet. So what you're doing is putting people behind bars and giving them access to commit all kinds of interesting new crimes.
To be fair, David, I don't think I would want to go out and commit a crime just so that I could go to prison to get my free internet. I mean, it's not that much of an incentive, is it?
No, but then they get also, of course, you're forgetting, Joel, that in addition to free internet, they get free access to gym, they get free food, they get free heating, lots of things people outside don't get. So, I mean, this comes down to my point that what we have is a horrendously liberal penal regime. And to go back to what Kate said, here's my point. I want prison to be a place that people never want to go back to. Now, you don't make it like that by providing them with free Wi-Fi.
Is that such a bad idea, Kate, is it?
Well, you know, the facts simply stack up in the other direction. You know, I understand that people want prison to be awful. And I think that if we really, really believe that there are people out there who are going to prison because it's such an easy life, we need to be asking the question, you know, why have we made living outside of prison so absolutely horrible? And do we actually need to increase the minimum wage and so on and so forth?
It's about breaking the law, not about the minimum wage.
Sorry, just let me finish. The fact is that you can keep saying prison is too liberal, David, all day and all night. But the fact is that the statistics don't add up. Those countries with the most draconian prison regimes also have the prisoners who become institutionalized and are the most likely to continue committing crime. So we're not actually doing anybody any favors in the long term by having this draconian prison regime. This is just not what the science says. It's just not what the numbers say. It might be what you instinctively feel you want to do to those awful people, but it is not the reality of what prevents crime in the long term.
We're talking this morning about whether prisoners should have access to the internet while they're in prison. 0845955678. You see this idea? I'm just sort of throwing this out there just to see how people would feel about this. You know, this idea that was mentioned in the introduction, Kate, you know, of prisoners, one of the things that they might be able to do would be, you know, finding work on the outside. I mean, given the scarcity of jobs at the moment, is it right, I don't know, morally is maybe the wrong word, but ethically, that someone who's serving a prison sentence is in the position while still in prison to be competing possibly or applying for the same job as someone who's outside prison? I mean, is that actually right?
I think it's seriously deluded to imagine that somebody in prison is at an advantage when it comes to looking for work. We know perfectly well that employers, you know, take a very serious and very dim view of people who have committed crimes.
Yeah, but should they even have the opportunity to be applying for a job that someone else is applying for while they're still in prison?
Yes, I don't think that we should take the view that says, right, while you're in prison, you mustn't have access to that. And then we're guaranteeing that when you come out of prison, you're going to come out of prison to having no work and no money. I mean, do we really expect people to stop committing crime? The punishment is that you go to prison. When you come out of prison, that punishment has finished, and we should do whatever we can, actually. We know it's a really good idea to encourage people to learn new skills and to be ready to go into work and absolutely to be applying for jobs and ideally to have something lined up for when they come out, which is going to massively reduce the likelihood that they're going to commit more crime in the long run. This is in the interests of victims. This is in the interests of everybody in our society.
It's a fair point, David, isn't it?
You know, it's total nonsense. I mean, for starters, I wonder how they would go for job interviews, having successfully applied for such a job. Would we be escorting these prisoners out? And what if they got the job before their sentence expired? How would that work then?
I mean, then they wouldn't be able to do it.
Sorry, Kate, you've had your say. Sorry, Kate, this isn't a monologue from you. I think it's called a debate. I'm allowed to have my say. And the point is that what we heard from Kate, please don't talk over. Kate, if you could please stop interrupting me. Just have the decency to let me finish one sentence. What we've heard from Kate is exactly the reasons why the criminal class have no fear of prison, Joel. They're very happy to know that they can go to a regime which gives them all the things I've already explained, and which will now provide them with the opportunity to surf the web.
This has been successful, though, in other countries, and there are plenty of governors of prisons in England and Wales who are saying this is a great idea, David.
Again, if Kate could stop interrupting me, the point is, Joel, that which you say it's been successful in other countries. You know, we do need to examine a little bit beneath the superficial statistics, and we need to understand and ask ourselves a fundamental question, and it's this. Do you think that someone going to prison should have access to something which many outside of prison don't have, i.e. free internet? And to me, that's absolutely ludicrous suggestion, but yet it's what Kate and her fellow Liberals want to do. They want to increasingly make prison essentially a holiday camp, but good news, a holiday camp with the internet. What could be better than that?
There you go, Kate. Many people go on holidays and they can't get free internet.
Well, I think, you know, I think if free internet is something that people are really that... I mean, first of all, free internet is everywhere. If there isn't a cafe in your street that has free internet, walk to the next street. the idea that internet is some kind of, you know, and there was a time when having the internet was some kind of luxury thing that only the rich could afford, but that's simply not the case. These days, access to the internet, as far as I'm concerned, it's a basic human right. It's no different from having access to food and drink and all those things that we just need. Without it, you are not a part of the 21st century. But I think what David has said has completely revealed his agenda. You know, a moment ago, he referred to the criminal class, and this is the thing. He evidently has this
attitude. Convicts are that.
Yeah, I mean, this is an incredibly old-fashioned and outdated. People who commit crimes are people who have committed crimes. They are not a social class. They're a group of individuals who need to be given new skills, who need to be punished,
no,
and then need to be given
punished.
The opportunity
criminal.
To go out and get
criminal.
Back on with their lives. To describe these people as a class makes it clear that you think that, you know, one strike and you're out. You throw away the key, you block these people from
Have you any understanding
it's
of the law?
It's a horrible, draconian, out there. This is a kind of Victorian attitude that has absolutely no place in
it's
the 21st
century. It's common sense, kid. Here's the
Listen, I'm going to bring you back.
Nasty, elitist attitude.
I'm going to bring you both back in very soon. 08459-555-678. Take a breather. Lindsay's in Temple Patrick this morning. We're talking about whether prisoners should have access to free internet while they're in prison. 08459-555-678. Lindsay, what do you think about this morning?
I think it's a very positive move by the prisons. I think if a prisoner is sentenced to a prison sentence, he's in there or she is in there to be rehabilitated, to come back out into society. Some of them don't even know how to handle money. Mr. Vance, I wonder, has he ever visited a prison in his life?
He says it's a prison camp, or sorry, a holiday camp.
Has he ever visited one? Has he ever been up and seen what the surroundings are like?
David Vance?
Yeah, actually, you know, here's the strange thing.
Are you too upper class for that?
Can I not actually finish a sentence with you as well? Listen, I've managed through my life not break the law, not get
Neither
a custodial sentence, and not go to jail. So to answer
Neither
your question,
have
I.
Have you visited a prison in your life?
Sorry, repeating your question and not listening isn't very clever. I've explained to you I have no reason
to visit a prison.
I don't break the law.
So you've never visited a prison?
Very simple.
I'm asking you a direct question. Have you ever visited a prison?
I've kept telling you that on the basis I haven't committed I haven't broken the law.
No, but you haven't visited. But you haven't visited. No, but you haven't. You haven't visited
the law either.
You haven't visited anybody in prison.
I hope I never will have the requirement.
So that's a no.
Have you ever visited one?
That's a no.
Yes or no?
Well, sorry. You're the Grand Inquisitor. Are you on the line to me? The fact of the matter is, I've explained to you, I don't go to prison. I've no call to go to prison because, unlike those behind bars, I've not.
You have no knowledge
crime.
Whatsoever of a prison regime.
So I think. Oh, sorry.
A sentence to a prison
don't
sentence.
Talk over me.
Hold on a second.
Freedom is taken away from them.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I think the point that Lindsay's trying to make, David, is if you've never been to a prison, then how can you make a judgment on whether it's a holiday camp or not?
Because for the very simple reason that, like everyone else, I'm quite aware, and if anyone chooses to read, it's there. Guess what, Joel? It's on the internet. You can read about Jeff and the papers and the media and the BBC are full of instances of incredibly lax prison regimes. For example, as we've seen recently from Open Prison, rapists have been able to go out and have a wander for the day. So, look, let's dispense with this nonsense of prison.
Well, don't let them have a breath of fresh air or see what it's like outside the prison grounds.
No, this,
well, how
but
draconian
that's what they
are you?
About before
how
they
draconian are
crime?
You? And by the way, I'm no liberal wishy-washy woman. I'm asking you directly, if you haven't visited a prison, if you haven't watched the regime, if you don't know anyone personally who has went through a prison sentence, the governor's main aim is to get that prisoner rehabilitated, to come out into society and provide something to society. Because his freedom has already been taken away.
Let me bring
losing his freedom, he loses the right to luxuries. Such as the
luxury. Listen, and you're saying people have no access to the internet. Go into any library at all, and you've access to an internet.
Let me bring Jan in Ballygown. Morning, Jan.
Good morning.
What's your view on this?
I am just listening to that lady there. I doubt she's just talking a load of hat. because I'll tell you something.
It's Lindsay. Her name's Lindsay. You can speak to her. She's still there.
I tell you something now, Lindsay. No harm to you, and I don't know what you do or what you did do, but I know what I have done. And let me tell you now,
I have no criminal record in prison
for hurting people, hurting old people, and hurting children, and ripping children, and kicking and ripping old people. I'll tell you, they don't get half enough punishment. I can assure you now. They do not get half enough. And I think that's something you need to take up with the Justice Minister,
not me. Take that up with the Justice Minister, not myself.
And I'll
tell you something about rehabilitation here.
You're talking about paying, you're talking about getting internet and everything. They're running about trying to take TV licences of people if they had a TV. And at the same time, they're giving these scumbags stuff for to sit and look at and watch and fitter and work with all day long. They shouldn't have.
Your number one's never visited a prison. Not half as much as them, and they got brain.
Hold on, Jan, hold on a wee second. David, what's your question?
I'd like to ask Lindsay a question. Lindsay, have you been to prison?
Pardon me?
Have you been to prison? Have you been to visit a prison?
I have visited many times.
Why?
A prison.
Well, I've visited loads of prisons when I've done voluntary work in a variety of places around the UK, yeah. Hence why I considered myself an expert. I haven't just read the tabloid press and decided that I now understand what's going on, which by your own admission, David, is what you've done. And inevitably, you know, I'm sorry, Kate, by my own admission, which are there to be shocking and scandalous and not actually looked into the real facts of the situation.
Well, David, do you see any role for rehabilitation when someone goes to prison?
No, I'm very clear in this.
None whatsoever.
Never heard anything shocking.
No, hold on a second. Let David finish why, and then we'll bring you back in.
Thanks, Joel. These people interrupt. Don't understand.
Well, now you've had a good rattle at interrupting yourself.
Not as much as them. Keep going.
The
point I'm making is, Joel, is this: prison is a place for punishment. It's a place for people to go and be under the clear impression that they never want to go back there again. Now, what we've heard from these people over the last 20 minutes is all kinds of reasons to make prison more attractive, more accommodating, more pleasing, more comfortable. And because of that, what you get is exactly what we see in our streets. Criminals who don't care, who have no fear of prison and have no respect for the law. And with all due respect to the Liberals that I've heard...
David, there's something you're not taking into consideration. Hold on a second, Lindsay.
Let him finish, then I promise I'll bring you back in.
Thank you, Joel. The facts demonstrate that liberalising our prisons, liberalising our laws... only results in more crime and happier criminals. So well done, Liberals.
Lindsay.
I think Kate may agree with me. Once the prison sentence is coming to an end, the prisoner is obviously going to be released back out into society, hopefully rehabilitated to offer something back to society.
But hold on a wee second, Jan.
How do you then persuade someone like Jan, who sees that this is, you know, holiday camp and it should be, as David
You're
Vance
right.
described it, a place for punishment? Because, I mean, that's basically the crux of the argument, whether it's TV, whether it's internet, whatever it is. How do you convince somebody like Jan that actually it's not just a place for punishment that's required, that there is an element of rehabilitation that's needed?
Do what I did. And by the way, I have no criminal record. I have never been in prison. Go and visit a prison. Go and look and see what it's like.
I have visited places like that, let me warn you now.
Like that.
And I tell you, I've saw some bad clips in them. And I've saw people just out of them not very long ago. And they're ready into the thieving again. So don't tell me nothing.
That's why. That's why they're not getting the rehabilitation that they need.
I want to give Kathleen 30 seconds because we're coming up to the news. Kathleen, sorry for keeping you waiting. Kathleen, go on ahead.
Well, I have been a visitor in prison. I've been a volunteer in Northern Ireland, and they were very well treated. And I agree totally with that gentleman. They should be locked up 23 hours a day, let out for an hour, and then they might appreciate when they get out what they've got at home.
So David Vance is right when he says it should be a place for punishment, no rehabilitation.
They're in there for punishment, nothing else.